Need the Lord tonight. Got through preaching yesterday morning, and Brother David come to me, and he said, "I've never seen a man preach harder than you do." And I don't know if that was a compliment or... But I love that man.
Amen.
And when you do some running, and I've tried to do some of that on and off when I'm, I ain't got something hurting, but you can run all week and come back Friday. If you run 4 days, that fifth day, it's just really, really to get motivated to get going. But I have found that once you get going, your legs get to loosening up and get the stiffness out. Before you know it, you're running just like you was Monday. I want to finish well. I don't want to just finish well when it comes time to go home. I want to finish well every revival, every sermon. I don't want to ever give half. Because he didn't give half from me. He didn't say, "This is enough, I'm going to stop right here." He gave every bit. And y'all pray for me tonight that I'll be able to give every bit. Because I want to finish that way. I think Casey's done mention these scriptures. I don't know. He may have read them. I can't remember. For sure, I know he's mentioned them. But I'm going to read out of Mark chapter 5. I'm going to talk about the woman with the issue of blood and Jairus. It was a whole lot about last night said about seeking and finding. And you need to go to finding as you're searching. And I want to talk about Jairus, seeking him. And I want you parents not to give up, to keep seeking him out. And I want to talk about the woman with the issue of blood for a little while. And lost friend, I don't want you to give up.
Amen.
So we're going to start reading in that fifth chapter. My eyes just got blurry. Somebody swap glasses on me or something. Where I'm getting older. But Mark chapter 5, the 21st verse. "And when Jesus passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And he besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death." In other words, he was desperate when he come to him. And he said, "She lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him, or they were just right against him, a big multitude of people. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things and by many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, came and pressed behind him and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she had was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, he turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest that, thou who touched me?" And he looked about to see her that he had done this thing. But the woman, fearing, trembling, knowing that what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. and go in peace and be whole of thy plague. And while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house a certain which said, thy daughter is dead. And why troublest thou, Master, any further? And as soon as Jesus heard the word was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and he seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come, he saith unto them, why make thee ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entereth where the damsel was laying. And they took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha cumi, and which is to be interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished and with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it. And he commanded that something should be given her to eat. And with the mistakes we made reading, and we made some, that was reading the rest of the chapter. I want to go over here and take a text in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, very familiar. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And diligently means to search out or to crave. And I want to try to look at how Jairus first here come to the Lord, searching him out, and because his daughter would have laid at a point of death. This man was desperate. And he had heard of Jesus, and he come unto him and fell at his feet and told him that his daughter lied at death. And Jesus told him he would go with him. And they begin to leave and begin to walk. And they come to this crowd. And it was so many people. They was just gathered all around. I thought about used to we'd go up there to the UT games. And when Logan went Saturday, and I worked. I worried myself to death about that little fella because he ain't no bigger than a toothpick. But when we'd go to those games, when the game was over, they would all start walking down those ramps going back out, and it would be a multitude of people. You're talking 110,000 people trying to come out of there, and they're all pushing against each other. They're right against each other. You can't move. If they stop, you got to stop. If they move, you got to move. That's the way it is. And I worried myself to death about him, that he might get trampled in the middle of all that. But this is the way I see how it was there. Jesus coming through there and the crowd, everybody trying to get to him. And here this poor woman was. I had just suffered the issue of blood, and she spent everything she had. I see her just like little Logan. I see her just starved to death, just about skinny in rag clothes. She was poor. She'd give up everything she had to try to be healed of this plague. She'd done all she could. She went to every doctor she could find, and then she heard about Jesus, and she come and she knew, if I could touch his garment, and all this is going on, and here Jairus is and saying, Lord, what are you doing? What about my daughter over here dying? And all this is going on, and Jesus is doing a work, and he knows the beginning from the end. And this woman, she's not giving up. And that's what I think about. How she went to many physicians. She spent everything she had trying to be healed. She was not going to give up. And I see lost people, they'll go to altar a time or two, and before you know it, they don't give up. And they're sitting in their seat, and I want you to know life is worth more than that. Eternal life is more important. I don't know when she was healed, how long she lived after the Lord healed her, but I believe he done more than healed her. I believe virtue went out of her and out of him into her, and I believe that woman was also saved. I believe she had more than just a female part of the issue of a blood. I believe she had an issue of blood. She needed a blood transplant. I believe she needed the blood of Jesus. And this woman, I think about how she would not give up. She believed that the Lord was able to do this. She craved him. And I can just see her trying to go through there and people all around her and her trying to push through. What, are you a lineman? I want you to, I figured you was. It ain't no doubt. She would like you, son. You raise up, you put your hands on their chest, and you take them back. I have no doubt about that. But this little woman, she was starved to death. She was poor. She was sick. I'd see her white. I'd see her skin and bone looking like it's bone. And she's doing everything she can. She's pushing, crawling, begging, doing what she can to get to Jesus. She gets to his feet and she reaches out yonder as far as she can and she touches his garment. Oh, knowing that she can get to him, she can be made whole. Lost friend, that's the way it is. Until you get that desire to get everything out of your way, and it is everything in your way. Satan is big. It's hard to grab him by the chest and push him back. There's everything to be a stumbling block to you. But you got to want him more than anything. You've tried this and you've tried that. And that's where she got. She tried everything she knew to try. She was that thinker. I need to go here. I need to go. Somebody said, this physician over here, he's taking care of that. You heard about him? You need to go see him. And she took her, and then she gets down to her last penny, and she goes sees that physician. She gives that to him, and it still does not help her. I want to tell you right now, you can come to me. You can come to Casey. You can go to Brother Barry, Johnny. It don't matter, Jared. It don't make no difference. This church, nobody can help you but Jesus. And you got to want him more than anything. You got to be able to push through and get through the crowd to get to him. Because when you go to him knowing and believing that he's the only hope you got. That's how I got saved. And I want to tell you, if you've been saved, that's how you got saved. We all say everybody gets saved different. Well, there's a point we don't all get saved different. He's the only one can save us. And he's all you can go to. There ain't nothing else you can go to. Lost friend, listen to me tonight. She wasn't going to let nothing stop her. It ain't no telling how many times I let pride stop me. How many times you standing out in the pasture, just you and some cows. Won't bow. Satan saying, don't you do it, don't you do it. Pushing you back. I want to tell you, you need to be just like her. You need to be just like her. You got to go to him, wanting him. Believing, going, knowing that you're going to get it. That's what Brother Josh was talking about last night. Just not seeking him, but finding him. Getting to him, pushing through. No matter what it takes, get to him. That's where Jairus was. Mamas and daddies, listen to me. His daughter was dying. His 12-year-old little girl was dying, and this man knew it. And he's going through yonder, and he hears about Jesus, and he gets to him, falls down at his feet, begs him, urgent, please, Lord, come with me. And then he stands back and watches him deal with this woman with the issue of blood, and his baby died. And they come and say, why are you bothering him? Don't bother him any further. The girl's done dead. Leave him alone. Jesus looks at him and he said, just you believe. Amen. That's their problem. It took a little boy, a young man. Amen. Last night, to stand up and speak when us grown-ups wouldn't do it. I don't know what's going to happen. I promise you this, there will be a result from this night. I've been under pressure all day over preaching because I knew how important it was. Because I believe God sent us back here. I believe that in all my heart. And I say, Lord, this is a lot of pressure, Lord. I have no doubt you would have that young man speak up, and that we're supposed to come back. Something's going to come of this. We may not see it tonight, but it will happen. There will be results of this night. I believe it in all my heart. I believe just like Jairus did. I went to him. I fell down and began to ask him, Lord. We've got children dying over there at Hilltop. Little girls, little boys are dying, Father. Please come and help us. Amen. And he began to help me. Oh, he wasn't distracted. He's never been distracted. He's always, Teresa ain't here. He's always right on time. Teresa may not be, but Jesus will be. He's always on time. He's never been late. You got a desire. You got to want him more than anything. You got to believe he's the answer more than anything. The prodigal son, I think, is a fine example. He got to the point he didn't have nowhere else to go. Amen. Lost friend, that's where exactly where you're going to have to get. There ain't nowhere else to go. He was starving to death. He desired to be fed the husk that they used to feed the hogs, and no man helped him. They didn't even give him that. He just desired to be fed by them. And it said he come to himself, and he said, my father's house, there's a servants. They have more than what I've got right here. And he began to make his way back. He had to humble himself. He started towards the Father, seeking him, searching out for him. And you know what? The Father was searching for him also. And he found him. He wrapped his arms around him. If I could describe, I've heard everybody use different things. My brother said it was like a dump truck come off of him when the Lord saved him. I love that. I've heard everybody say it's just big weight and all this, but it really felt like he just took me in arms. I was sitting up here yesterday. That little girl that runs around here, she's autistic. She was running around like she does. And I was sitting up here
And they won't have nothing to do with strangers. And I sit right here, and that little girl comes running up here to me. And she reaches out her hand to me. And she backs up to me, and I set her up in my lap. That's how it felt to me. Like God was right there with me. Get this. You gotta want him more than anything. He was the only one could tell her, go in peace. Thou have been made whole. He was the only one could do it. He's the only one could do it for you tonight. Listen. He was all the hope Jairus had for his daughter. Mama and daddy, he's all the hope you got for your child. Grandpa and grandma, he's all the hope you have for your grandchild. Listen, put your trust in him tonight. Fight through. Do whatever it takes. Don't give up. And when the devil comes up and says, you might as well give up, they ain't gonna ever be saved. He's right there saying, keep coming forward. Let's go to your house. The reason you ain't got saved is because you ain't believed. We must repent and believe. In the 29th chapter of Jeremiah, he was talking to them. They're in captivity. Search out, crave. Diligently search out and crave. Want him more than anything. Jeremiah said in the 29th chapter, I may have said the 28th, for I know in the 11th verse, for I know thy thoughts, that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. Have you got an expected end? I've got expectations of my end. I believe in all my heart. I ain't got much knowledge. I can't read good. I can't do this good. I'm not really good at anything. They say I'm pretty good at cleaning carburetors. But I've got expectations of my end. And you know why I do? Not nothing I've done, not any works of my hands, nothing I've done. But listen, it says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Diligently searching, desiring him, wanting him, knowing that he's the only hope you got for a good outcome. Jairus knew his child, the only hope was Jesus. Don't, mamas and daddies, don't quit praying. Amen. Grandma and grandpas, don't quit praying. Children, the woman with the issue of blood, and they just right here together. All this has got to do with faith. Amen. This has all got to do with seeking out Jesus. Amen. Searching out Jesus till you're able to get to him. Here she is in poverty. She's down to nothing. She spent all she's got. There ain't nowhere else to go. She's tried everything else.
And there he is. I don't know where he is, right in there. But she's seeing him. And they're all yelling, it's Jesus, it's Jesus. And she's trying to get there, and she can't get. So she, I believe in all my heart, she gets down and starts crawling through their legs. Trying to get there. And they would stop her, and she'd get pushed back. And she'd go around, and she'd try a little harder. And then when she's getting closer, she started reaching. Oh, she knew within herself, and she could get there, and she could just touch his heel. Listen, Jesus is waiting for you to touch him by the hand of faith, by the prayer of faith. Touch him tonight. Don't give up. You fight through. Mama and Daddy, don't you give up. I tried to give you everything I got one more time. Seek him and you'll find him. Search him out. Don't let nothing stop you. What's holding you back tonight? Thank God, little Logan made it back home safe yesterday, or Saturday, I guess it was now. I lose time. Y'all pray for him that he'll be able to fight through that crowd. Pray for him if he has to get down and beg, that he won't give up. Pray for him that he'll go all the way to get to Jesus. False friend and I, go to him. Church, go to him. Tell him we need you, Lord. We got children that are dying. We need you. Help us, God. Got us home. Let's pray. Seek the Lord.